You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series with your host, Andy Crossland.
Thank you for listening to today's Safety Sound Off audio series. I am Andy Crossland, technical specialist with the ICW Group Insurance Companies. Our guest today discussing ladder safety is John Wunder, technical specialist, ICW Group, who specializes in tribology. Tribology focuses on fall prevention. John, thank you for joining the Safety Sound Off.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
The unsafe use of ladders are the cause of many serious workplace injuries. In April 2014, U.S. News & World Report Health Day released a story for their readers on ladders being a major cause of deaths and injuries in the workplace. Their source, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, reported that 43% of fatal falls in the last 10 years have involved a ladder, and among workers, almost 20% of all fall injuries have involved using ladders. John, tell me, how do you pick a safe ladder for your workers?
Well, that's a good question. The first thing you want to do is conduct a job hazard analysis to determine if a ladder is even the most appropriate equipment for the job. You may find that you're better suited to use a scissor lift or an aerial lift. If after completing your assessment, you determine that you need to use a ladder, you need to determine what type of ladder do you want to use. For example, are you going to use a step ladder, or you might even need an extension ladder?
What are the most dangerous types of ladders that people are using nowadays out there?
Well, I would say all ladders can be dangerous, and just depending on how you use them. But I think one of the ladders that I see misused most commonly in the workplace is going to be a step ladder, your traditional 6 foot or 8 foot step ladder.
What should somebody look for, again, for the safety features of the ladder? Is there like a weight rating? Is there you look at to make sure the rungs aren't broken, or what do you look for?
Yeah, anytime you're selecting a ladder, again, you're selecting the appropriate ladder. For instance, an electrician's not going to want to use an aluminum ladder, as that's a electrical conductor. So you want to select a ladder that's appropriate for your environment. Once you select that ladder, you want to do you want to inspect that ladder to make sure that there are no defects. And that's important to do even when you buy a new ladder. I think we've all bought something from Home Depot or from a department store, only to get it home and find out it's broken or there's a defect. So it's important to inspect your ladders upon the initial purchase and before each use.
What are the real differences between buying a ladder, let's say, at a big box store versus buying a commercial ladder?
Well, the big box stores do have some good ladders. What you're looking for is, again, you're looking for the duty rating. And those range from, holding a person who weighs 225 pounds with all of their tools and equipment, all the way up to an extra heavy duty, which can accommodate someone up to 350 pounds.
John, I know you go to a lot of construction job sites. There are all kinds of ladders being used out there. Tell me, what are you seeing out there? What are some of the hazards? And what do we do about not having people fall off these types of ladders?
That's a good question, Andy. One of the most common unsafe acts that I see in the construction industry is the misuse of step ladders. A lot of times what folks will do is they don't open them up and have the spreaders extended. Rather, they have them closed and they're leaned against a wall or a building, and it's being used as a straight ladder. And that's really not how those ladders were designed to be used. Another common thing that we see is the misuse of extension ladders, not extending 3 feet above the landing surface or not being secured. That's critical to make sure that it's not displaced when we're trying to get back on that ladder to descend.
What should people do when those hazards are observed?
That's a good, again, another good question is something that we see all the time is if you see that, if you're a foreman or a superintendent, it's important that you stop and you talk to the employee and you provide them proper instructions on how to set up that ladder. At the end of the day, it's for their own personal safety.
So in quick summary here, what are the three most important things about picking a safe ladder for your workers?
Well, that's a good question. Is the ladder the right height? Can it be set up in a manner to be used safely? And can it accommodate the user and all their tools and equipment?
Well, John, thank you again for joining this version of our Safety Sound Off audio series on ladder safety.
Thanks for having me.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.